Shalom, beloved. Today we consider the word on the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. The most important event in all of history, ever on earth. And today is Resurrection Day. We can say the most important event for us as believers in Christ Jesus. So two scriptures on the crucifixion of Jesus is Luke 24 verse 7. This is the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. So this was a prophecy which actually was fulfilled. And then the significance of crucifixion. If we ask ourselves, Jesus could be stoned to death because the Jews actually used stoning in that period of history. But the Romans used crucifixion. So God willed that Jesus was killed by the Romans and not the Jews, because Jesus had to be crucified. Why? Remember, the cross for us as Christians is a very, I want to say for us as believers, is a very significant sign. So if we read in Galatians 3, verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. So this Jesus had to be cursed, hanging on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come unto the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Glory to God. So, the significance of the cross is, we are blessed. No longer are we cursed. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 13. To really consider the blessing that has come to us through Jesus Christ, that has cancelled the curse. That you will be blessed in the city, blessed at home. Father God opens up the windows of heaven over you, that you will be the head and not the tail, and you will always have to give and always have that will flow, blessings flowing through you. That is the blessing, not the curse. And the amazing thing of the cross, the sign of the cross, is that in Hebrew, Jesus is the end and the beginning. God foreknew from the beginning the end. And that is his sovereignty, his all-knowing, almighty creator of the universe. So in the Hebrew Bible, the beginning and the end is, like we say, Alpha and Omega in Greek. It is Aleph and Tav. And did you know that the Tav in Hebrew, in the hieroglyphics, is actually a cross? Isn't that amazing? Jesus is the Tav, the end of sin in my life. And the cross also means a signature. So with a cross, Jesus signed my freedom. It's like the guy said he was in jail as a criminal. And he said, you know, when the judge spoke the verdict over my life of jail, he never knew that verdict was actually my freedom, because in jail I met Jesus. Hallelujah, beloveds. Father, We thank you for the cross. We pray that the cross will truly in our lives be the resurrection of Jesus in us, that we will become the instrument for Jesus on earth. And Jesus will be resurrected in us, in our flesh, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Father. Amen.